Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by Levi's.
Coming up on NBA Today, there was more than one stunning loss in the NBA last night. Does Boston's historic blown lead reveal cracks in the Celtics' formidable foundation?
Ooh.
And the Suns, they lost an absolutely crucial game to a Wemby-less Spurs team. So why this might be the worst loss of the season for Phoenix. Plus, even without LeBron, the Lakers, they could have the secret sauce to beating the Bucks tonight. We're going to go live to Milwaukee, tell you that recipe. NBA Today starts right now. Welcome to NBA Today, presented by Levi's. Kendrick Perkins is beaming in from H-Town. Brian Windhorst is here, the one and only Chinne Agumake. I'm Malika Andrews. Last night's slate, it had 11 games, but two of them, they were pretty stunning losses. I think it's hard to overstate just how much of a mammoth loss Phoenix had at the hands of the victorless San Antonio Spurs. Was it their worst loss of the season here, Brian?
It might be one of the worst losses in the NBA this season.
Ooh, all right, we're going to get to all of that, but Phoenix has lost to San Antonio three times already.
Only 19% of the Spurs wins this year.
Yeah, 19% of the Spurs wins have come against the Suns. So maybe that wasn't so shocking. But Chinne, what happened to the Celtics last night?
In flip the script.
I mean, that was a stunner. So the first-seeded Celtics taking on the 10th-seeded Hawks. The Celtics get up to a huge lead in this one, right? We're going to pick it up in the second quarter. The Celtics up 65-38. Al Horford puts it up for three. Can't quite get it to go, but you know what? Take one more shot at that, Al. Oh, yes, he's still
Start
got it.
Start the buses, right? Go.
Yeah.
Little conversation here with the referees going back and forth. The third quarter, though, a few minutes into the third, the Hawks, all of a sudden, they're making this a little bit interesting here. The Celtics the other way, can't get that one to go. Hawks getting out in transition here, Chinne. And all of a sudden, we have an interesting game.
Yeah, the starting five really showed up for the Hawks. And what you see is that they chip away until they realize they actually have a chance, and that's when they did their most damage.
So you've been in this position, not me, but should Jason Tatum be moving a little more on that possession?
A lot more, because anticipating that pass, he could have had an easier look inside, but he settled for the three. Story of the Celtics' lives.
And fans, Lobosi rolling around on the ground
baby.
There. All right, going ahead to the
people,
fourth
man.
Quarter
Kane
here.
Cut the floor.
I enjoyed the pink sweater as well. Jason Tatum throws it down with authority to give the Celtics back the lead here in the waning minutes of the fourth quarter. But would it be quite enough? Well, the Atlanta Hawks, now down by two. Check out the number of times the ball moves here on this possession. Check time and score, Chinne. Would you like to
check timeouts?
Thank you. And also, their defense is fully set up. Great help rotation right there, staying on the nail. And then now they get an even easier look on the other end.
All of a sudden, Atlanta takes the lead with a minute 35 left to go here. Atlanta up by one.
Still two timeouts for Joe Mazzulla.
Still two timeouts.
You can
timeouts.
See right under the 116 there. You can still see it.
Jaylen Brown has the ball. Jason Tatum getting tied up a little bit in traffic here.
Porzingis trying to make something happen.
Not a lot of passes once again here, Chinne. A
ISO
lot of ISO
ball. And that's been their kryptonite
passes.
Down the stretch. They
zero.
Rely on isolation at the start of games, but the biggest question mark is the fourth quarter, and they fell prey to that once again.
Yes, they did. Atlanta had some questions about Hunter taking the shot, but then it went in, and it was all gravy. Look at the looks kind of around the crowd, like, ooh, is this going to...
But it's
this
one of those, no. Yes,
oh, okay.
yes.
Okay, we're actually good.
Out.
Here's Jason Tatum after this brutal loss.
I mean, it's tough. You want to win every game you play. You know, for us, we never, like, people think we never should lose. And, you know, we was up a lot, and we f***ed the game up. And we know that. We all adults and professionals, and we know we didn't do the things necessary to win. And I think that's sometimes easier to fix when you know if you do the right things and play the right way and how we're supposed to. We know usually what the outcome is going to be.
Okay, so here's the deal. The Celtics, they were up really big, and then they gave it all away. The 30-point blown lead is the largest for the team in the play-by-play era, which, in case you didn't know, goes back nearly 30 seasons. This is also the second loss of this magnitude for the Celtics this month alone. They gave up a lead of 22 in the fourth, remember, to the Cavaliers. That was on March 5th. Those are their two largest blown leads for the Celtics all season long. Clearly, teams don't just go up 30 and lose, right? Since tracking began, teams that were down by 30 were 5-2,606.
Oh my God.
That means they came back less than 1% of the time, 0.002% of the time. Kendrick Perkins, any team can lose on any given night. It is just one game. I'm not trying to overblow that, but this isn't a team that's judged by what they do on March 25th. They're judged by what they do in April, in May, in June. All of that considered, how concerning is this loss for you?
Well, number one, let me say, Wendy, I'm glad you pointed out Joe Mazzulla with his timeouts, because this has been a habit for him. You know, going home and watching a movie, eating popcorn with two timeouts. He's been taking them home since he's been the head coach, and it's been mind-boggling to me. Number two, right, my high school coach used to always say, before I used to go on my AAU trips, hey, Perk, before you step on the floor, you never know who's watching. And why do I say that? Because we're in that time of the year right now where you never know who's watching. NBA scouts are all over the stands because teams are gearing up for the postseason. And if you're a scout that may have to face for a team that may have to face the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference, at the top of your list in the scouting report, you're writing vulnerable. They are very vulnerable, and they shouldn't be at this point. Teams should say, you know what? I don't know how we could stop them. You look at the Denver Nuggets, a team that the Celtics should use as a measuring stick. They're not vulnerable. They're going to win games. Teams don't know how to stop them. And so when you look at this recipe and they continue to shoot these threes, the ball continue to get stagnant, and especially when they're in close games, this is a habit. And teams are looking at them and saying, you know what? If we do those things, we actually could beat them. And they do not fear the Boston Celtics.
You know, Perk, I'm going to bring it back to you here, because on paper, the Boston Celtics, look at all those missed threes right there. On paper, the Boston Celtics are flawless, right? They have two young stars that are all-stars. They have an X factor in Porzingis that has helped them improve. They brought in some more defense and leadership from championship pedigree with Drew Holiday. But the biggest hole that they're missing is not on paper. It's who's their dog. Who's going to hold them accountable? And I think that's why you're highlighting, okay, coaches are supposed to hold you accountable, but also help you win games. That lack of timeout to change the trajectory of what you're running towards the end.
Right.
We've been talking about it all year long. Why is it not addressed? All right, that's one. But also, if the coach is not going to address it, or maybe he has his own plan, on the floor, who's going to hold you accountable? We just listened to Jason Tatum, who was just very calm, collected. He's not a high-energy guy based off of, you know, how we see him interact. He's not going to get up in your face. Jaylen Brown is a little bit of the same way. He's cool, right? These guys compete at high levels, but you sort of need that one person who used to be Marcus Smart that used to get in front of everyone's face and say, like, this is the game plan, but y'all, we need to deviate and get this win.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, that is what they're missing. That's what Perk has always alluded to all year long. Who is their dog? Because they're going to need someone to pick them up, because sometimes your best players can't get out too, too emotional.
Right.
So it has to be someone else that helps him out.
All right, two things real quick. One, Derek White and Drew Holiday,
both
their point guards, were out in this game.
Yep.
So I'm not going to freak out about this individual loss. Secondly, there have been a bunch of games this year with the Celtics where they've had a big lead and they've put the game away. They have a great record for a reason. And there's a lot of games where Joe Mazzulla didn't need those timeouts. But the problem is that there are times where this team allows this to happen and they don't have a recourse offensively and they fall into those bad habits. And I know that if you're a Celtics fan and you're watching this game, it's not like that you're super worried about losing to the Hawks on March whatever. You're also thinking about losing to the Cavs last month where you blew that 22-point lead. And that what happens is that because Boston does that, they're going to get into a playoff situation, and I've seen this repeatedly with this group, and I know Perk has too over the last couple of years, where there's a playoff game that they should win, and they have the better team and they have a better situation and they don't win it. Because right. This is what this team does. They fall into 77 game series, which should be 5 or 6, and they've let themselves get put out of position. And this is why, because they have this habit at the end of the game where they allow the other team who shouldn't be in it to have an opportunity to beat them.
Yeah, and they can't deviate from their natural plan of look at the assists right there. 17 in the first half, third quarter we go ISO, and then they also really struggle fourth quarter against isolation plays that they initiate. But more importantly, like, I'm not trying to overreact. I think just having someone that holds them accountable will help them in the malaise of an 82-game season. But overall, this is the number one overall seed in the NBA.
Right.
And I think they have a 5 or 6 game lead on the Nuggets, who are number one in the West. They know that they pretty much locked this up. They know that it's a tough
Joe Mazzulla has started 9 different lineups the last 10 games. He's messing around a little bit, but that doesn't change the fact that they have these bad habits, which I know are going to come back at the worst time.
Well, and until they win it all, the doubt is going to creep in, even after games like this, right? Perk, we're going to get back to this in a little bit, but I do want to shift to a developing story out of the NBA. Raptors forward Jontay Porter is under investigation by the NBA following multiple instances of betting irregularities over the past several months. That's what sources told ESPN's David Purdom, Brian Windhorst, and Adrian Wojnarowski. Now, Porter, who is the brother, of course, of Nuggets Michael Porter Jr., missed the last 2 games due to what was cited as personal reasons here. So the 2 games that were in question are on January 26th and on March 20th. On both dates, there was increased betting interest on the under for Porter props. So Porter played just 4 minutes in the game against the Clippers before leaving with an eye injury, and just 3 minutes before exiting with an illness against the Sacramento Kings. And according to DraftKings Sportsbook, Porter's unders, they were the 2 biggest money winners for any player props on both of those dates. So, Brian, you were on the forefront of this reporting, but for some, there's sort of a sense of inevitability that a situation like this could arise at some point. How much concern is there around the league, right, that this could be a worrisome trend that we're seeing?
Well, I think the league is going to investigate right now to find out whether it was something was a trend or if it's a one-off situation. I think a couple of important things. One, there is no accusation that Jontay Porter actually made a bet himself.
Correct.
This is an investigation of suspicious activity around the situation. That's number one. The second thing is, and obviously with the increased focus on betting, that there was this worry. The sports books involved flagged this, caught it. You know, the first time I think it was like something strange happened there. And then when it happened the second time, within 48 hours, it was flagged and he was deactivated. He was deactivated on Saturday's game. He was already deactivated for last night's game when this report came out. So the system, you could argue, kind of the integrity system kind of worked and caught this as a flag. But of course, the issue is there something that's not being caught? Will this be something that happens in the future? And I think the thing is that the NBA is just going to have to continue to look at ways to improve their policy. One, how they allow prop bets to be made for whatnot. Injury reporting, because injury reporting, even though the NBA has improved it, there's still some holes in the injury reporting. But one of the reasons why this was an issue was, even though he had had an eye injury that previous week, he was not on the injury report with an eye injury.
Right.
Even as available to play, he was not on the injury report with an illness. Obviously, the illness could have happened at that moment, but there was any warning to bettors that this would happen. So it was truly appeared to be information that maybe was, or an event that was maybe had somebody had inside information for.
Of course, this is a situation that we will continue to monitor. It comes on the heels of J.B. Bickerstaff saying that he has gotten phone calls to his home with bettors saying that he did not cover a spread and being very angry about that. It comes on the heels of Tyrese Halliburton saying that he does not want to just show up for fans to yell at him about not making their prop bets. So certainly this is something the NBA is going to have to continue to contend with, and we will cover it as it comes up. Coming up, we have a lot to get to on our show today. It was supposed to be the easiest game down the stretch, Chinee. Why a loss to the victorless Spurs? It could be very costly for the Phoenix Suns, we'll explain. And we've been waiting for it all season long. But are the Lakers? Oh, goodness, I don't want to jinx it. Are they finally getting hot? Is AD the key tonight if LA wants to make it 4 wins in a row?
Yes.
And it's cold in our studio, but it was Dante's Inferno for the Knicks last night. 11 three-pointers. Why that record-setting night? It touched off a little war of words with the Pistons after. You're going to want to hear that. We're just getting started here on NBA Today.
Now let's talk about the play of the week, the pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
NBA Today is presented by Levi's. The floor is yours.
There's nothing quite like the Wild West. And this season, it's lived up to the name.
The West is absolutely insane.
I'm not ruling out anything.
Edwards getting up, and good night!
The Warriors, the Lakers, the Suns.
This offense is borderline unstoppable.
Jokic for the win!
Woo, yeehaw! The West has been wild all year long, but since Cowboy Carter comes out this week, we're really diving in right now because things aren't slowing down as we approach the final stretch of the season here, right? The race that may have the most twists, the most turns, is the one to stay out of the play-in tournament, right? Entering last night, the Suns, just a half game separated them from both the Kings and the Dallas Mavericks. So each and every game, it counts for all teams, but maybe none more than the big three out in Arizona. So starting tomorrow's clash against the defending champs on ESPN, every single team remaining on the Suns schedule is against a team with a better record than Phoenix. It is an absolutely brutal stretch. All of their opponents, they're currently top six seeds and would be in the playoffs if they started today. But take a look at this. The Mavs, the Kings, they both are taking care of business last night. So it was even more imperative, right, that Kevin Durant and company capitalize on the cool 78% chance they had to win, according to ESPN analytics, against the San Antonio Spurs, who, by the way, were without Victor Wembanyama. It should be easy, right? Well, let's show you what happened. Kevin Durant and company in San Antonio. No Victor. Nice jacket, though. We're going to pick this one up in the fourth quarter, Sinead. Devin Vassell elevates, extends.
Do not sleep on that man, Devin Vassell. But one thing about the Suns, Kevin Durant, he has been on one since All-Star. He's been upping his field goals. He's knocking it down. But he needed help, Malika. He needed more help.
To your point, he had 29 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. But still, the Suns were down. Devin Booker getting crafty. Gets that one to go, Brian.
How do they have 97 points with 2 minutes left in the game with that offense?
How? Devin Booker looks to add to it there, and all of a sudden the Suns take a lead in the final seconds here, though, of the fourth quarter. For three, Sohan, yes, that one's good, Janae. So now, letting him know, are you not entertained? San Antonio on its feet. Devin Booker trying to cook. This is the guy you want to take the shot.
Oh, and it rolls around, but doesn't go down.
That could have gone.
This one, too, looking. Devin Booker.
Another chance.
And can't quite get it to go. Here's head coach Frank Vogel after arguably the Suns' worst loss of the season.
Yeah, it's just, it's unacceptable to lose that game, you know, for our guys. You know, we all said the right things. We all did the right preparation to come in, but we didn't play with the necessary focus and disposition.
Totally unacceptable. We shouldn't lose that game, especially after how we beat them last game. We got to start the game off in a better fashion. We're down like 10 points to start the game off, so we got to be better. And I think everybody's feeling the pressure of end season. And you just control what you can control and just go out there and play.
So the Suns were outscored yet again in the fourth quarter. That continues on their final frame woes here. Just look at those numbers. Phoenix is the worst team in the league this season in the fourth quarter. They've been outscored by more points than any other team. For perspective, over the last two seasons, only the Spurs pre-Wemby were outscored by more in the fourth quarter, which is pretty astonishing. Perk, how alarming was this loss here for the Suns?
It's very alarming. Number one, right, this Suns team is not going to be good until they, like, consistently involve Bradley Beal. Last night, he had 11 shots. That's not enough. They did not trade for Bradley Beal to be taking 11 shots. Anybody heard from Kevin Durant lately since he went on that little cute, adorable post-game interview talking about, you know, dropping the word leadership and leader 8 or 9 times? Because if you have a leader, then you don't lose a game like that against the San Antonio Spurs without Victor Wembanyama. Matter of fact, before you take off and land in San Antonio, that message is being sung all throughout the locker room, on the team playing, hey, man, get y'all minds right. When you get to the arena, you're supposed to have the focus there to say, you know what, we got to go out here and handle business and get this win that we supposed to win. And they didn't do that. So they could come out and they could talk about, oh, we had the right preparation. This is unacceptable. We only could control what we could control. What you know what you can control is stopping Sohan from having an awesome night, probably the best game of his season. You know what else you could control? Sharing the damn basketball. Oof. Sharing the damn basketball. Getting others involved. It's not just the KD and Devin Booker show. You have to get others involved, especially Bradley Beal.
I'm right there with you, Perk, with the exception of the Kevin Durant slander a little bit, saying that, oh, he has to be the leader that gets everyone involved. What more can Kevin Durant do? He's 35 years old. He's averaging 27.
Right.
He's being more aggressive the second half of the season. This is a guy that is a two-time NBA champion, a two-time Finals MVP, who's trying to be the most consistent he can be. Like, a couple years ago, this is a guy who tore his Achilles and now is back at peak form. So, like, okay, I understand leadership. It takes everyone, not just KD, not just Devin Booker, who, by the way, on that starting five, outside of those two, the rest of the starting five only combined for 21 points. Beal is integral, and I keep saying that Beal missing this, you know, incoming season, being able to practice with the guys, that has been crucial because now he's trying to learn this offense, learn how to play with those two guys on the fly. More importantly, I'm looking at this loss as they have the hardest road moving forward. Not too long ago, they were in the playoffs. Now they're in the play-in. This loss made me feel old because right now we're looking at a play-in. I know, Perk, we're looking at a play-in that has LeBron James, yeah, Steph Curry, yeah, and now Kevin Durant. I'm like, what's going on with our gen? You and I, no offense, Wendy. Our gen together.
She said it. But that's somebody just had a birthday last week. You just got older.
But here's the thing. You mentioned it's not just the hardest remaining schedule in the league this year, right, Perk? They have the hardest final 10 games of any team since the 2015-16 Memphis Grizzlies, who that year had to play the 73-win Warriors twice and 67-win San Antonio Spurs twice in that stretch. You know what they went in that stretch, Shanae? 1-9.
Ooh.
They went 1-9, and I wonder, are the Suns lining up for the same fate, and what would the ramifications of this incredibly expensive team be if they do fall to
You know what? It's not about the schedule. It's about being 30th in the league in offense and being the worst fourth quarter team in the league. That's what's unacceptable. And whatever happens to them at the end of this season will be a result of that, of those failures, not just a single game in this run.
Oof. When you put it like that.
Yeah, sure.
Phoenix Suns, they have a whole lot on their plate over these next couple of games. We'll see what they're able to make up. Still to come, the latest on LeBron's absence from tonight's game in Milwaukee. Is there any cause for concern? We're going to answer that for you with a live report coming up. And Ty Lue described his Clippers team in a way that you never want to be described in sports. We're going to tell you what that is. And Perk actually has even stronger thoughts for the team he once had winning the title. Plus, is this the Warriors' last gasp to make the playoffs? Who needs to stand on business tonight? Kendrick Perkins, he'll tell you. That's all next. Don't go anywhere. You're watching NBA Today.
Seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're watching NBA Today, presented by Levi's.
They're still in the ninth spot.
This is probably where the Lakers will be the rest of the way.
Sacramento goes 4-0 against the Lakers.
Every game, there's something at stake for this Lakers team.
Davis with authority.
James on the bounce, drives inside and a pluck.
We're not really focused on seeding. Try to win as many games as you can and then see where you land.
The Lakers, they begin a six-game road trip tonight in Milwaukee. Remember, this is the first time they've played outside of the state of California since February 25th. And every single game is all too important for Los Angeles in this race for the play-in. Now welcoming in our reporter covering the Lakers, Dave McMenamin, who is live from Milwaukee. Dave, the Lakers, they start that six-game road trip tonight against Giannis and the Bucks, but LeBron is listed as out tonight. So what more can you tell us about his injury and his status here moving forward?
Malik, I saw LeBron at the Lakers' morning shoot-around today, and his longtime athletic trainer, Mike Mancias, was working on him, and he was in relatively good spirits. I asked him, hey, are we going to see you tomorrow against the Memphis Grizzlies, because they play a second night of a back-to-back to start this road trip. He said, nope, I'm out for the rest of the season. He was joking, which tells me that he's in decent spirits. This is something he's been dealing with now for months now. This left ankle of his, he dealt with it around the All-Star break, went to get treatment prior to the All-Star game and got treatment after the All-Star game, and has mostly been on the court, but they're trying to look at this final stretch of 11 games as they want him to be as available as possible. That means sacrificing one game when you consider also the fact that this is the first season since LeBron played for the Heat in 2012-2013, that his team has a winning record without him. This was the prudent decision to hold him out tonight.
Dave, you should have seen my eyebrows shoot up before you dropped the line that LeBron was joking when he said that it was going to be for the season. But you're right. The Los Angeles Lakers, they have experienced some success even recently against the Milwaukee Bucks. It did take an enormous game from D'Angelo Russell in order to win that game, and it was home here in Los Angeles. But how is this team preparing to face Giannis and the Bucks tonight since LeBron will be out for this one?
Oh, yeah, certainly good of you, Malika, to mention that big game from D'Angelo Russell. And Spencer Dinwiddie, who filled in for D'Angelo Russell on Sunday against the Pacers, with Russell out with a non-COVID illness, had one of his biggest offensive games all year. But when you spoke to him this morning at shoot-around, it wasn't that I expect to go out and score 25, 26 points again. He said he remembered in that game in early March, he was the screener setting up looks for D'Angelo Russell. The good part about this Lakers team is that they feel like they have enough continuity at this stage of the season, even without LeBron, to be able to play different scenarios based on different opponents. You know, you saw them play a defensive style of the game against the Philadelphia 76ers on Friday, held the Sixers under 100 points, and that was a track race on Sunday against the Indiana Pacers when the Lakers put up a season high 150. It's probably going to take some combination of those two things against this Bucks team tonight, and certainly you get a confident Spencer Dinwiddie ready to step in for LeBron James in his absence.
Dave McMenamin from Milwaukee, thank you so very much. The thing about NBA Today, though, is that you don't just get what you get on any other show. You get the recipes for success that your team may need. So for more on on that, let's test it off to Chinay, who is the key for the Lakers. If they want to replicate what they did on March 8th, what are they going to need to do against the Bucks, Chinay?
Well, the key is Anthony Davis, who is fresh off of winning Western Conference Player of the Week. But tonight, he won't have his guy by his side. That hasn't been a problem, though, for AD this season. The Brow is putting up over 28 points in games without LeBron James. And here is how the key gets his buckets right here. So let's run the tape. All right. One thing I love about AD is that he can really go off of the dribble. People forget he was a point guard in high school. He's going up against Brook Lopez. They don't send a double because this is a great defender. And what does AD do? He rocks him to sleep a little bit, gets him with a hezzy and nice little reverse layup. So he's able to create his own baskets. But this right here is nasty. It's dirty. Again, on an island, Brook Lopez, he can really guard AD. But watch this. Send the double. Why? When he's comfortable knocking down shots at this clip, a turnaround, mid-range, fadeaway from the free throw line, that guy is in his bag. Sorry, my IFB fell off, but we're going to keep running with it. Now, as for the Bucks, their duo of Dame and Giannis, they have been growing chemistry throughout the season. But lately, y'all, they've been on another level. Now, last time that they played the Lakers, Dame and Giannis each went for over 25 points and had 12 dimes, a first of any teammates in a game like that in league history. So that synergy is growing. And I love this pick and roll. Watch this right here. Dame, he attacks. And these are the buckets that the Bucks need. Draw to Giannis, not staying on the perimeter. Instead, he gets him where Giannis can finish. But next level, again, in this pick and roll here, watch this. Giannis, quick dribble handoff, no thinking. What does Dame do? He comes off knowing that guys are inside. Dame has been shooting 42% from three since All-Star. So yes, AD's hands are full because these two guys have been playing so well ever since All-Star break, Malika.
Chinay is our All-Star, doing it even without an earpiece. But your Rockets, Chinay,
let's get it
rolling as well. They're winning a current NBA high ninth game in a row after beating the Trailblazers 110-92. By the way, that's their longest win streak since November of 2019.
We've been waiting, sis.
They have the seventh toughest remaining schedule, Chinay. Only 11 games to go. So let's just take some quick inventory here of the play-in race, because look, here they come. The Rockets are a half game back of the Golden State Warriors. So the race for the final play-in spot, it has really started to heat up here. One thing to remember, Houston needs to finish ahead of Golden State to earn that spot, remember, because the Dubs, they do have the tiebreaker, so they cannot finish with the exact same record. So with all of that as a backdrop, it's time now for Setting the Pick, brought to you by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN. Two teams who are currently in the play-in tournament in their respective conferences square off tonight in the Golden State Warriors and the Miami Heat. They match up for the second time this season. Golden State comes in losing their last two games, but they haven't lost three in a row since December. So Kendrick Perkins, starting with you, who do you got in this all-important game tonight?
I'm going with the team that plays hard consistently, the team that's well-coached, a team that has Jimmy Butler, the Miami Heat. Right after they got smacked down a couple games ago by the Pelicans, we saw them return the favor last game. And look, the one thing about the Heat, they wants to keep it going. And what you called it, Wendy, the Miami flu? Is that the new term for it, the Miami flu? Yeah, so, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't trust the Golden State Warriors. I don't think either none of us does on this panel, but I'm going with the Miami Heat for the night.
Well, speaking of the flu, Jimmy Butler missed shoot around this morning with an illness. Now, the expectation is that he's going to be able to go tonight, but I want to see Jimmy Butler in the starting lineup before I'm going to make my pick. So I'm just going to stand back and wait. I'm going to wait for that list. I'm going to wait for the starting lineups. I have until tip-off.
So if Miami, if Jimmy Butler, who is listed as probable with a head semicolon illness non-COVID, official diagnosis, I'm not even sure what that is, you're going with Miami if Jimmy plays?
Probably.
Okay.
Wow.
As probable as Jimmy Butler is to play.
Regardless, I'm going with the Miami Heat, and I'm very concerned about the Warriors, not only because my Rockets are hot on their backs, right? Jalen Green averaging 25 since All-Star break. That was my only time to get the Rockets in. Sorry, guys. But the reason why is because the Golden State Warriors, they have played better lately, but they still have no solution for the Steph Curry on the bench minutes. They don't. If you look at the lineup of Steph giving you 31, Kuminga giving you around 14, Draymond giving you 12, Klay giving you 16 on the bench, we'd say, oh, that's an automatic win. They were close versus the T-Wolves, but they still can't figure out those big moments. And so I'm going with the Miami Heat because they have Bam Adebayo as well. That's the only person that Perk didn't mention. He gives you 15 and 16 in last time out.
I mean, at this time of year, I just become a believer.
If the Golden State Warriors lose this game,
mm-hmm.
they have the exact same record as the Houston Rockets.
Bring. So we're a dynasty. That means we're dynasty loading.
So that's what we got.
And we here.
Who you picking is the question.
We here, Perk.
Download the ESPN Bet app to get started. New customers receive $100 in bonus bets once they place their first sportsbook bet with ESPN Bet. Coming up on NBA Today, the new double-double king, Domantas Sabonis. He joins our show after posting his record 54th consecutive double-double. Do anyone know how many Perk had in his career?
54.
43.
Oh!
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Point guard Domas. Inside. The dime. Domas Sabonis getting a salute from the crowd for setting a new record for consecutive double-doubles.
You're in the history books, you know, the NBA, you know, the best league in the world. So obviously, it's amazing. You know, it's a great feeling.
Domantas Sabonis.
But at the same time, happy it's over. The last couple of weeks, everyone's been mentioning it, you know, and I'm just out there trying to play my game and help the team.
History has been made. Domantas Sabonis, he has more double-doubles than In-N-Out does. Monday was his 54th straight double-double, the longest streak by any player since the NBA-ABA merger. That passed the mark that Kevin Love set. He had 53 straight. That was back in 2011. And look who is here, fresh off his record-setting night. Domantas Sabonis is joining us. Thank you so much for taking a little bit of time, and congratulations. I want to start, Domas, with last night. Right after you realized you broke the record, you pointed out in the stands, you blew a kiss to your wife, to your family. How did it feel to share that moment with them?
It was really cool. You know, it kind of worked out where the basket and the rebound happened at the same time, and it was a touchdown. So I had a little moment there to celebrate with my family, with my kids, you know, and make it more special.
It's pretty wild when you think of all the greats that came before you. I think of Duncan, I think of Kareem, Moses, Shaq. Your streak of double-doubles lasts longer than all of them. What does it mean to you to hear your name in that Hall of Fame company and know you've even exceeded those records?
You know, it's definitely an honor to be mentioned with all those guys. Like you said, they're all in the Hall of Fame. They're all legends, you know, big-time centers. And just to go out there and be able to do my job for this team every day, you know, that's why we play this game. You know, I love this game.
You don't just lead the league in double-doubles, though, right? You lead the NBA in triple-doubles as well. No one has more combined rebounds and assists than you, and you haven't missed a game. How many big men do you think are playing at your level or playing better than you are right now? Because you're right up there at the top.
I mean, the NBA is full of talent. There's a whole bunch of talented NBA bigs, you know. That's why it makes it so fun. Every night you go against a different team, and it's another future Hall of Famer. So that's why I love playing, you know, and it's just what makes it more fun.
I promise we're going to move on from it right after this question. Did your teammates do anything to celebrate you?
Nothing. We just came in. They gave me the game ball, you know. They all congratulated me, you know. That's it, pretty much.
Oh, I'm sure that's also how you would have liked it. All right, we can move on now because you have a massive two-game set, right? The Dallas Mavericks against them coming up. It starts tonight. I really appreciate you doing this on a game day. How important is this final stretch for you in the Western playoff race and picture here?
For sure, we have 11 games left. We know we're fighting for that 6th, 5th seed, you know, to not be in the play-in. And Dallas is right there with us, you know, so if we can win tonight, get the tiebreaker, and then we have another game against them. So it kind of counts us too. So we're definitely locked in.
You guys got a taste of the playoffs as a group last year. What did that leave you feeling that you want to prove and achieve this season?
We definitely had a lot of fun in that series, and we want to go more. We want to go higher. We want to advance. And it all starts with today, you know, putting us in the right position to get a right seat and then get ready for the playoffs.
Domas, thank you so much for spending a little time with us. We appreciate it. Good luck tonight, and go Zags.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, Sabonis didn't set the only record in the NBA last night, so let's play a little chop it or drop it with some other action around the association. We're going to start in New York because the Knicks, they rolled the Pistons, man, 124-99, thanks to Dante DiVincenzo, who scored a career-high 40 points, set the Knicks' single-game record for the most three-pointers made with 11. But it was what was said after the game that raised a couple of eyebrows. Here was Pistons coach Monty Williams after the game.
I mean, if Jalen passed the ball more, I could have had probably 15 of them tonight. But nah, everybody was unselfish. Everybody was playing for one another, and it was a fun game to be a part of.
I don't care about their team at all. I could care less. Those guys, the way they got those threes, I don't want to be a part of that story.
If you don't want to be a part of this, don't be sure to guys that defend them. What is this saying, bro? We got a guy that's hot. We're going to try to find a guy that's hot. I mean, that's common sense basketball.
Okay, pause. Monty was clearly upset with the Knicks running up the score at the end. Josh Hart kind of had the perfect response, though. So, Perk, chop it or drop it.
Oh, we got to chop it. I got to chop money up, chop Monty Williams up for a second. First of all, you should want to be a part of the Knicks story because they actually winning. Nobody wants to be a part of the Detroit Pistons story right now. You're 12-60. You have the worst record in the NBA. You can't get mad at the Knicks because they're doing their job. This is not a local farm league with a mercy rule. If you wanted to stop it, you should have game planned or trapped the man and slowed him down. Look, the Knicks did nothing wrong. This is professional basketball. We're talking about grown men. Again, Monty Williams is upset at the wrong person or the wrong team. He should be upset with the individuals that he's coaching in that locker room.
So Kendrick Perkins and Josh Hart clearly agree on this one. Enough said. Next up, the Clippers. They lost 133-116 to the Pacers last night, who were on the second night of a back-to-back, by the way, across the street. They're now 8-10 since the All-Star break. They've fallen to fifth in the Western Conference. And let's just say that head coach Ty Lue, he was not too happy about his team's performance last night. Take a listen.
Right now, do we have an identity? I think, yeah, we're soft. That could be an identity, if you want to call it that. Like, we got to be tougher, like mentally and physically.
Okay, so for one short day, the Clippers got to first in the Western Conference. That was in early February. Since then, they're 10-12, and their defense has been absolutely awful. Brian Windhorst, chop it or drop it.
Oh, we're chopping it, and we're chopping a different spot in the standings when we look at the play-in, because guess who is in heavy reverse, and we now have to look at the Clippers when it comes to the play-in, because guess what, folks? Not only are they in fifth, they are two games out of seventh. That's play-in zone, and they're about to go on an Eastern Conference road trip.
Boy, they're fifth right now. The Pelicans have their number. So if they're not incredibly careful, Brian, they could be looking at a first-round exit if they don't figure this out quickly.
Oh, being a play-in team in this season with where they've been, with what they've got on the line, would be a disaster. Ending up playing the Lakers in a one-game playoff and the play-in to get into the playoffs in their last game potentially in crypto would be a quadruple disaster.
Well, they are hoping to avoid quadruple disaster. All right, lastly here, Caitlin Clark in Iowa. They kept their national championship hopes alive last night, beating West Virginia 64-54. Clark led all scorers with 32 points, but it was the free throw differential that caught a whole lot of people's attention. West Virginia finished with 5 total free throws. Iowa had 30. Damian Lillard took to social media, had some thoughts on the officiating. He said this: I feel like West Virginia women's team getting did bad by the referees. So, Chinee, chop it or drop it. Does Dame have a point here?
Oh, we're going to chop this because your girl's working March Madness, and this has been a thing. Now, mind you, Iowa, Caitlin, she did her thing too, right? 32 points, I think 8 rebounds, 6 or so assists. They won. But the storyline of the tournament really has been being able to play at home helps you, and then also being able to get to the free throw line, which has helped Iowa and has helped LSU. LSU actually has a plus 51 free throw differential in their first two games.
51?
And yes. Whew. Yes. And this is a team that shoots the ball in Iowa, right? So, like, you'd think that how do they get these free throws? It has been a little touch and go with the refereeing, but still, it is better. I think people all know what people are striving for, but at the end of the day, Iowa made the big shots that matter the most. Mm. They weren't necessarily free throws. They were actual shots, but
right.
West Virginia does have a right to be mad, the same way that Middle Tennessee State has a right to be mad as well.
All I know is the women's tournament
is where it's at.
So much fun to watch. It's where it's at. And if you're not watching, you are missing out. Coming up on NBA Today, the Golden State Warriors, they're hanging on for their play-in lives at this point. Will they stand on business tonight, Big Perk? NBA Today. We'll be right back with those answers.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
NBA Today is presented by Levi's. The floor is yours.
This team, this dynasty, has ran its course.
We have an identity. We know who we are. We'll bounce back here, and I'm excited about the last part of the season.
Every game matters.
Klay Thompson setting off the smoke detector here.
Greatest shooter to ever play the game of basketball.
There are plenty of games left to right the ship. It's a matter of can we do it.
Well, the Warriors' fight to stay in the play-in picture is fully on. They're just one game ahead of the Houston Rockets right now. But take a look at this. Their slate tonight. Besides the Warriors and Heat, we also have the Bucks and the Lakers. The Thunder, they're in New Orleans to take on the Pelicans. We have a battle for the sixth seed between the Mavs and the Kings. There is a whole lot going down, and I know Kendrick has his popcorn. But Perk, you know what time it is.
Remember when I walked in here today? Remember what I told you what our MO is today? We standing on business. We standing on business. We still standing on business. Richard, you're not a part of this because damn it, I'm standing on business even more. Bam!
All right, Perk, you saw the games. Who needs to stand on business tonight?
The person that you just interviewed, his team, Domantas Sabonis. Damn it, they got to stand on business tonight. You got the Dallas Mavericks coming in. Y'all battling for that sixth spot to stay in the postseason. They coming into your crib. Are they going to take their shoes off at the door? Or are they walking in with the money and they going to dirty up your carpet? Damn it, De'Aaron Fox got to show up and show out and match Luka and match Kyrie intensity. I'm looking forward to seeing what Malik Monk is going to do off the bench. You at the crib, either you're going to be lighting the beam or it's going to be dark.
Sixth man of the year candidate, Malik Monk. Who are you looking at, Brian?
After that performance in Milwaukee over the weekend, the Thunder have got to come back and have a great performance tonight in New Orleans. This is a potential first-round matchup, the way things are going. Got dominated inside in this game. You know Zion's going to be hunting that rim tonight.
Yep.
Go show that you can defend the interior. You're going to have to do that very soon. This is a great opportunity to recover and send a message for what you've got as a team.
What are we talking about, guys? It's the Golden State Warriors. Clearly, we're talking about a team that things would be crazy if they don't make the play-in. They're on the brink of not even making the play-in. The Houston Rockets are hot. Perk, where are you from? You're from Beaumont. You should know this. They won 9 in a row. They're right on their heels. The Golden State Warriors right now with a probable Jimmy Butler, if they are, you know, in the nicest ways, gifted a game without their star, they have to win to stay ahead of the Rockets.
This is, it feels like every game at this point is must-win. Go ahead.
Perk.
Hello, Wendy. You can't give, you know, your standing on business without actually saying standing on business. That's not how I roll. Let me hear.
We stand on business always.